So the original settlers understood this and they couldn't get their boats any further, so they worked with the grain. Mm. And the Victorians ploughed through it. Is that something?
The Victorians were very bold and they did lots of things to change. Another thing the Victorians did were built sprawling suburbs out of the city. And so it wasn't until the middle of the 19th, or the early part of the 19th century, when the population exploded and they were building all these terrace houses. Now, the bit just outside the medieval city core had up to that point been the kind of the badlands, where all the quarries were, various valleys and swampy bits, and the Victorians just kind of filled it all in.
So we're looking around Earlham Road and the Plantation Garden and going out towards Newmarket Road.
Yes, that's one example. Another example is the Silver Triangle on the north side of the river. That bit outside, north of Arrack Street, Magdalen Street, was all heavily quarried. And there's a lot of examples there of the Victorians just kind of bulldozing the tops off hills into the lower bits in order to create more level surfaces to build on. No, that's fine. You can get away. You can do that. But I think the most extreme example of going against the grain, I would say, is an even more modern one, which is the construction of the Inner Ring Road in 1971.
St. Crispin's Way?
St. Crispin's Road, yes. And the flyover, of course. And it basically, most cities, most modern cities in Europe, build a ring road, an inner ring road, but they put it round the medieval core. In the case of Norwich, the medieval core is absolutely huge, absolutely massive city, far bigger than London in terms of the size of the round inside the walls. So a decision was made in late 1960s to save, I believe it was £250,000, by building a shortcut across the north part of the city. Now, that has been a disaster, really, because it basically hived off about 300 or 400 yards of medieval core, which had spent the best part of 1,000 years in the city centre, and it immediately became outside the city centre. And I think that's an explanation of all the kind of environmental and social problems which we've had for the last 50 years in that area north of the Inner Ring Road. Another thing you can see to this day is if you go along that road, you'll see, because it went against the grain was a whole series of plots of land which actually were orientated from the northwest to the southeast, and others diagonally, whereas the road went east-west, so it's chopped all these plots of land into little triangles. If you look on the sides of the road now, you'll see all these little triangular bits of land which can't be used.
Just this is around the Ring Road.
Yeah, yes. If you look each side of St. Crispin's roundabout, this land there was just covered in brambles. This is vitally important urban land which is completely wasted because the road has been ploughed against the grain. I've actually looked in some detail at this road, and it was so sad because a lot of very nice buildings were bulldozed to build that. So I'm just using that as an example, really, of what I mean by grain. There's a kind of way you work with the city. And the reason that everything was north, west, southeast in that area was because a major tributary of the River Wensum came in from the north, which was called the Dalymond Stream, and it represented by the valley through Catton Grove. There's a little sub-tributary to that, which is the valley that runs through Mousehold, which joins near the Denmark Arms, and its valley used to flow into the city across Magpie Road. You'd hardly notice it now because Victorians had largely filled it in. It used to flow diagonally through what is now Anglia Square, and because it flowed diagonally, eventually went into the river at Hansard Lane off Fishergate. We had Botolph Street, which was northwest to southeast. That's been completely obliterated by the new road, which is actually east-west. So this explains why all the building plots were northwest to southeast, but we're now having to orientate everything to a different orientation, which just has not really worked. It's a long story. It's a long, convoluted story. But what I'm just trying to do is get back to the fundamentals here, that I do think, I'm not saying that the only possible factor in the history of Norwich is the geology, but it is a very significant factor, that the physical makeup of the place, before we start thinking about all the politics and all that.
Yes, and some periods have worked with it and some periods have actually actively destroyed it, really.
Well, I mean, things happen. I mean, this is the way human beings evolve, but I think the important question is, can we project this into the future? Because everybody talks about sustainability. for the future? Can we learn something about what makes for a sustainable city? And a good example of that is coming back to bicycles. Bicycles are low energy transport. It's only since the advent of very cheap energy in the form of hydrocarbons, and possibly before that, we have a certain amount of steam, but basically we've had 50, 70 years of very cheap available energy, which means we can put roads right up steep hills and drive up them. With low energy, you can't cope with steep hills. So we're going back to what's going in the mindset of our medieval person with his cart, not wanting to go up Gas Hill. So if we're planning routes for a sustainable city, they have to be low energy travel. I mean, Norwich, thankfully, has kept a lot of its medieval road pattern. And strange enough, those are just the kind of roads which are attractive to ride bikes on because they follow the contours.
A few examples of the medieval streets.
Medieval streets would be, a good thing you notice on the map is a lot of the medieval streets going parallel with the river sit right at the edge of the floodplain. So where we are here in King Street, if I'm looking towards the city, on the right-hand side we have a floodplain, and it's all marshy. I know that as a geologist, I've dug holes in it, and it's squelchy. Mm. On the left-hand side of the road, where the ground is rising, is good dry ground, and you see that all throughout Norwich: King Street, Fisher Gate, Colgate, Cosmley Street, Barrack Street. They're all roads which follow the edge of the marsh. But in terms of how you do deal with hills, obviously if you have to get uphill eventually, but you don't want to just be going up a sheer slope like Gas Hill. So, for example, Rosary Road is an attractive route for going to Thorpe on a bicycle rather than trying to get up Gas Hill.
Indeed. Now, I don't know where this piece of information came from, and it may be completely incorrect, but I have an idea that Norwich is built on seven hills. Is that correct?
It's probably an allusion to Rome or something, or some other famous city.
Oh, okay.
It is hilly. It is hilly. How do you know what is a hill? I don't know. I mean, Norwich, I will say, has the slopes around Norwich have been extensively quarried. It took me a long time to realise this, just how much of Norwich has been dug away. You can divide Norwich, I think, into sort of three areas, because we have a river coming through the Yare, or the Wensum coming in the Yare, and then we've also got, yes, I'm trying to say the Wensum comes through, and it runs right the way through the middle arch, but around the south side of the city we have the Yare, which then joins the Wensum, and they both become the Yare. Just on the downstream. So if you look at that on a map, it divides Norwich into three areas. And the approximate ground level in those three areas is different. There's a little dip in Newmarket Road, and this is another example of one of these little tributary valleys to the river. Now, it's not a valley which has had water flowing in it in historical time, but it's a leftover from the Ice Age. It's basically a valley formed by melting ice water 15 or 20,000 years ago. And you can trace that valley across the southwest side of the city. But Newmarket Road is the point virtually where it starts. Mm-hmm. And it's basically heading through the Golden Triangle. And it represents it has a much steeper manifestation as it goes past Newmarket Street, Park Lane area. And then you lose it again, but it's basically heading towards Old Palace Road. But Norwich has a number of those little side valleys, and you're quite right, on a bicycle, you notice the slopes. And if you
just
start to be able to think about
inclined.
Yeah, you start to understand about trips, you can actually notice the valleys, and then you might start planning your route to skirt around the top of the valley rather than having it down and up the other side.
Well, that's work in progress. And on that point, Matt, we must leave it, I think. But thank you very much for sharing really a very unique perspective on the development of Norwich.
Well, I hope you find it of some interest. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Carolyn Wood was talking to geologist and historian Matthew Williams.